recent edition. I hope to see you. Find the schedule of events at warisalie.org. Take action at rootsaction.org. Help end war at worldbeyondwar.org. All past shows can be heard at davidswanson.org. Talk Nation Radio is produced in Charlottesville, Virginia, and syndicated by Pacifica Network. If you are listening to a nonprofit station, please support that station. Talk Nation Radio is funded by contributors at davidswanson.org. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Until next time.
All right, stop your dial. You're on 88.5, and I'm the Analog Man.
I'm Sammy Joe.
And I'm Ruby Tuesday.
And you're listening to
Strictly Vinyl.
Welcome back, everybody. Got a good show here for you tonight. Got the co-captains back here. They're fresh off their trip from Nashville. They just got back home yesterday. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your trip and playing out there in Nashville, Sammy Joe?
It was so much fun, and it was Ruby Tuesday's first time in Nashville, so what did you think?
It was crazy. There's so many people.
Yeah, we went for the CMA Fest, so it was a little extra crowded than normal, but it was fun. Yeah, we just had to find places to park, and it's just really stressful, that part was, but yeah.
All right, well, tell us where you played.
Played at the Bluebird Cafe.
Nice.
And played at Tootsie's, Commodore Grill, Two Old Hippies. That was an interesting place.
All right. And you got to meet a few stars.
Yeah, we got to do some meet and greets, and we met Glenn Campbell's daughter, Ashley Campbell. She was really nice. We met Uncle Cy from Duck Dynasty. Took a picture with him.
All right.
And he was drinking tea. And he had a great big, a jug of tea in the corner, I noticed.
He's got to keep up the image.
Yeah. I watch that show once in a while. I wonder if that's tea he's got in there.
Yeah.
All right.
And we met Thompson Square.
Yeah, we got their autograph.
Oh, they're great.
Really nice.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Right. All right, well, in honor of your guys' trip to Nashville, why don't we play some country music? What do you say?
I say yeah.
All right, let's kick this off. What do you got over there spinning on that turntable for us?
We have an album called Trio, which has Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, and Linda Ronstadt all singing together. It came out in the late 80s, and the song we're playing is called Farther Along.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never
That was Farther Along by Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt. Wasn't it pretty?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. They got some good harmonies going there. So if you guys want to hear any requests, then feel free to send them to us. We have an email at strictlyvinyl@kkrn.org. Or you can call us.
Yeah, stay tuned. Later in the show here, we got a couple tickets we're going to be giving away, and we're going to be asking some questions. So our phone number where we can be reached at the studio is 337-1885. So stay tuned here a little later in the show. We got a couple tickets to the Jefferson State Blues Society that we're going to be giving away some tickets. All right, what's up next?
We got a Kenny Rogers song called The Gambler.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
That was The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
And next song we're going to do is a Glenn Campbell song, because we met his daughter, Ashley, and she was nice. And we already told you that, but I just, in case you forgot. Here is my favorite Glenn Campbell song called Gentle on My Mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat full load across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
That was Glenn Campbell, Gentle on My Mind, and Sammy Joe still needs to learn how to play that song.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs.
That's a great song. You can never get tired of that song.
Yeah.
So it looks like we have a ticket here that we're giving away for the Jefferson State Blues Society, and it's the second annual Singing the Blues Festival, June 25th at the Anderson River Park. And in order to get the ticket, you have to call in. Our number is 337-1885.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show, so you don't want to miss out on that.
And you got to answer this question that we're going to give you, right?
Yes.
Right.
What's the question, Analog Man?
What is the top-selling album in the United States? Ooh. Why don't we take caller three? So, callers, you want this ticket to the... Jefferson State Blues Society Singing at the Blues? Give us a call.
Top selling album in the United States of all time, right?
Right.
What could it be?
Anybody know?
All right, let's go into this next song and wait for our callers.
Our number is 337-1885.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons.
These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no young. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you feel?
Hello, welcome back to Strictly Vinyl, KKRN 88.5.
That was the Eagles with a very good song, Desperado.
Yeah, we had a couple of callers come in that made some guesses, but they weren't right, so.
Yeah, you still have a chance to call in and try and guess what our question is for these tickets.
Again, the top-selling album in the United States. There's actually, I'll give you a little hint, there's two right answers. Because there's two artists that are tied for the top-selling albums in the USA.
And we've played them both on the show several times.
And in case you're just tuning in, the tickets are for the second annual Singing the Blues Festival, June 25th at Anderson River Park. And it's put on through the Jefferson State Blues Society. So give us a call and give us your best guess. Yeah. Our number is 337-1885. And this next song we're going to play is actually off of Don Henley's newest album called Cass County. And the song is She Sang Hymns Out of Tune.
Spanish doubloon and talk to the people who are. room. She turned 10,000 when she touched the moon and turned to the people. Children at play. Early this morning she passed away. Passed to the people. Talk to the people.
She Sang Hymns Out of Tune by Don Henley off of his new country album, Cass County.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to Strictly Vinyl tonight. We appreciate all our listeners calling in. We still haven't got the right answer there for that question on the best-selling album in the United States. So if you know that answer, call, give us a call. Our number here is 337-1885. All right. We'll play one more country song for you, and then we'll get into a little rock and roll. So, what do we got next?
We got some John Denver.
Oh, yeah.
And we were singing this song on the way home from Nashville when we were on the airplane. We were singing this one.
I'm
you know what it is?
On a jet plane.
Yep.
So. Something like that.
John Denver.
All my bags are packed, ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I let you down. So many times I played around. And I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say, oh, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
That was Leaving on a Jet Plane by John Denver.
And I had an interesting thing to say about this song. So I read that he was really young when he wrote it, and he was still part of the Chad Mitchell Trio. And he was on a layover in Washington Airport, and he wrote the song in about an hour.
Wow. We tried writing a song when we were on the plane.
Yeah, didn't work so well.
Yeah.
But we do know about layovers. They can be very long.
Yes.
So.
All right. Well, we had a caller call in, and he got the right answer.
All right. So. Yeah. So Larry won the tickets, and the right answer, well, there was actually two right answers. And so the greatest selling album in the USA were two albums, and that was Thriller by Michael Jackson. And then which Beatles or Eagles album?
The Greatest Hits.
The Greatest Hits Eagles album.
They were tied at 49 million copies each.
Wow.
All right, well, stay tuned. We'll give away one more ticket later in the show here, and we'll come up with another question for you. We'll try to make it a little easier.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to speed it up a little bit and get into some rock and roll. What do we got over there next, Sammy Joe?
Oh, we got one of the greatest artists of all time.
Let me guess, the Beatles.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Paul McCartney. Yep. So this is a really good song that has a really good bass riff in it. And I just really like the guitar and instrumentals and stuff. And it was number 5 in the UK and US in 1979. And it was certified gold for sales over 1 million copies. John Lennon didn't like it, but that's not surprising.
Mm-mm. Have you seen the music video for it yet?
Yeah, it's good.
It's funny.
Yeah, they're all dressed up. So, here's the song, Good Night Tonight. Oh,
Thanks for tuning in to Strictly Vinyl on KKRN 88.5, registered in Bella Vista, beautiful studio up here in Round Mountain. Talk a little bit about some live music we got going on this week. Starting, well, probably right now, down at the California Brewing Company, you got Joe Blythe, the Martin Boys, and Tim Bird.
And also Harmonica Steve.
Yes, he's filling in, playing a couple backup songs with him.
That'll be a fun show.
Go Harmonica Steve. All right, tomorrow night they're having an open mic down there at the Brewing Company. That starts at 6:30. Also in Reading tomorrow is the Market Street Fair. Strictly Vinyl's own Sammy Joe will be playing down there. Tomorrow night, the Shasta County Fair kicks off, and Journey Revisited will be playing. Jimmy Earl Band will be down at the Post Office Saloon. On Friday, Jimmy Earl Band is going to be at the Vintage Wine Bar. Mumble Finger is going to be at the Post Office Saloon. And Left Hook will be down at the California Brewing Company. Saturday at the Shasta District Fair, you got Cold Sweat. Starts at 8 o'clock. Sammy Joe will be performing at 3 o'clock. Painted Horses are going to be at the Vintage Wine Bar at 8 o'clock. And the Blackwell Brothers will be out at the wonderful French Goat Hotel. And then Sammy Joe's also going to be playing at the Palisadro Inn at 7 p.m. You got a busy day on Saturday. And you can find out about all these local artists here. There's a Locomotion with Shane, which is on KKRN every Friday at noon. Plays all the local artists here from Shasta, or the North State, actually. So tune in to Shane's show. It's a great show. All right, what do we got up next over there on the turntable?
We got some Led Zeppelin.
All right.
The song's called Your Time Is Gonna Come.
Thank you. lying, cheating, hurting. That's all you seem to do. Messing around every guy in town, putting me down for thinking of someone new. Always the same, playing your game. Drive me insane, trouble's gonna come to you. One of these days, and it won't be long, you look for me, but baby, I'll be gone. This is all I gotta say to you, woman. Cause I'm gonna wait a stay, gonna make you pay for that great big hole in my heart. People jumping all around, watch out woman, no longer is the joke gonna be on my heart. You've been bad to me, woman, but it's coming back home to you.
Listening to Strictly Vinyl on KKRN 88.5. Got one more thing I want to talk to you about here. We got, it's actually KKRN's fifth birthday, and they're having a little celebration coming up. It's going to be on Saturday, June 25th at 5 to 9 at Billy's Cafe up here in Montgomery Creek. Music on the Green, open mic and local entertainment, so come on down and check that out and support KKRN. All right, so what do you say we give away this last ticket to the Jefferson State Blues Society's second annual Singing the Blues Festival?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
We got an easier question this time, and I think that you all should know this one, especially if you've been listening to the show long enough. Our question this time for these amazing tickets is, what is the name of all four Beatles?
All four Beatles.
Yeah.
Okay, what caller are we going to take? How about caller number 2? Give us a call. Our number's 337-1885.
In the meantime, we are going to play you an Elvis song called Jailhouse Rock. And it topped both the pop and R&B charts on November 4th, 1957. here's some Elvis.
So
answer for our question, and it made me so happy to know that some people knew who the Beatles were, and of course they did, but this answer was given to us by Russ Wade, so congratulations, Russ.
Congrats, Russ. You got one ticket coming to you for the second annual Singing at the Blues from the Jefferson State Blues Society.
And thank you so much for listening to our show.
Definitely. And that was a second song from Elvis there because we were busy taking that phone call, so I hope you enjoyed that one too. All right, what do we got up next, Ruby?
So when Sammy Joe and I went to Nashville, we went to the Country Music Hall of Fame, and my favorite part of it was a little exhibit they had on Bob Dylan going to Nashville to record, and it was called Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, and the Nashville Cats. And he went there in, I think, 1969, and just decided to make a country album, and by doing that, he kind of paved the way for other artists that wouldn't normally record in Nashville to go over there and start recording, so.
Yeah, I think that we had the most fun in the Bob Dylan exhibit.
Yeah, we stayed there a while.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. And there's even, like, a Beatles section, too, of Paul McCartney.
And George, and yeah, Ringo, actually, they all recorded
yeah,
there.
Right.
What did they have? Did they have some memorabilia, like guitars, or?
Yeah, they had one of Bob Dylan's old guitars, and I think they had, like, a note that George Harrison wrote to someone, and
yeah,
a bunch of pictures, and
yep,
videos to watch.
Just a lot of stuff. We spent a lot of time in there.
All right, so this song is from Bob Dylan's album, Nashville Skyline, and it's called Girl from North Country, and it's a duet with Johnny Cash.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine. See for me that her hair's hanging down, it curls and falls all down her breast. See for me that her hair's hanging down, that's the way I remember her best.
If you go when the snowflakes fall, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see for me if she's wearing a coat so warm to keep her from the howling.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair,
where the winds hit heavy
on the borderline, please say hello to one who lives there, for she was once a true love of mine. In the North Country Fair,
where the winds get heavy on the borderline.
Remember me
to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
True love of mine.
A true love of mine.
A true love of mine.
True love of mine.
A true love of mine.
A true love of mine.
She was once a true love of mine.
All right, that was Girl from North Country by Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash. And I think I love that song because of its imperfections.
Yeah, that's a cool song. Well, I think we got time for one more for you tonight. But before we go, I just want to mention that, give a shout out to my dad, Barry, that lives down in Southern California. This Sunday's Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to you, Dad, and thank you for everything that you do.
Yeah, and same to my dad. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. Love you.
All right, so we got one more.
And speaking of Father's Day, if you're looking for something to do, there's the Father's Day breakfast thing at the Benton Airport.
Oh, yeah, it's a car show and an air show. Or not an air show, but airplanes.
There's a swap meet on Saturday, June 18th. And there's also a pancake breakfast Saturday morning if you want to go to that. And that's fun, too. So...
Well, thanks for tuning in to Strictly Vinyl this week, and we got one more here for you. We're going to leave you with, who are we going to leave them with tonight?
Some Tom Petty.
And Mudcrutch, because Mudcrutch is coming to town this week. They're going to be down in San Francisco for a couple of shows here in the Sunday and Monday, and I think another one in Oakland on Tuesday.
Yeah. And we're going to go see them on Sunday.
Yep.
So we'll leave you with
one from
Mudcrutch here.
See you then, Tom.
See you, Tom.
All right, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all in 2 weeks.
physical therapist. David teaches motivated patients how to eliminate or minimize recurrent or variable low back pain. David Toivainen, physical therapist, can be reached at 530-22-